went up to the Blackhawk show on Saturday night, Red Bluff Roundup, and I got to tell you this story. This was the weirdest thing, and I've never really understood people who do this. You go to a rock and country show and act like you're going to a theater or a school play or a church performance or something. I don't know. And we were watching this from the VIP area on the side. It was kind of funny. There were four people in the front row that were so uptight and fuddy that even the lead singer, Henry Paul, eventually told them, lighten up and let the rest of the crowd have their fun. I guess the problem was that they were in the front row, and when the crowd started getting into the show, which happens at just about every single country concert there is, people start getting up, they start standing and dancing at the front of the stage. These folks were upset and they started complaining they couldn't see. Hello, have you ever seen any concert footage of almost any popular country show? People dance, they stand up, they sing, they jump up and down, they're up in front of the stage. It's not like these four putzes were in wheelchairs or anything. How about you join the party and have a little fun instead of bringing everybody else down? I mean, I don't get it. You buy a front row ticket to a rocking band and you expect everybody else to settle down and be quiet so you can act like you're at the movies. You people don't deserve to have the good seats, okay? In fact, I'm going to go this far, and Henry Paul kind of proved it Saturday night. If you ask every major hit country star who they'd rather have up by the stage, they would take the loud, crazy dancing people standing up and waving their arms in the front. And for the oldsters who just want to sit back there like you're in church, not having a good time, go in the back. I was glad when Henry Paul finally said, okay, dudes, that's enough. Let the rest of these people have a good time. We had a good time. Thanks again for letting us hang out.